James Tao with a look at today's market action. And it was certainly a far better result than what we've seen over the past few days for the ASX 200. The index, in what was a fairly cautious session of trade managing, a small improvement, the index lifting about 27 points or 0.4%, although still closing below 6,500 points at 6,496. Of course, we have seen a number of days now, three days of losses leading to today's session. And in that time, the ASX 200 did lose around 5%. So we're certainly away still to recouping those particular losses. And again, the main theme that's really driving market moves and some of the cautiousness on our market has been, of course, how central banks will react to what has been some really red hot inflation across the world. And those rising interest rates that we've seen certainly will continue for some time by the sounds of it. Lots of talk from central banks about being rather aggressive, particularly in the United States, to make sure it can keep inflation in check. So that has certainly been driving market movements overnight. Of course, we saw US markets continuing to fall, the S&P 500, of course, at the lowest levels since December of 2020. Although some good news there is that US futures are actually pointing to a bit of an improvement when US markets open later tonight, local time. So if we have a look at what really drove our market today, it was a rebound in some of the more heavily sold off sectors from yesterday, and that was in energy and materials. They really led our market gains today. We had a bit of a pickup in our coal miners, New Hope and Whitehaven, both up more than 6% today. They slumped roughly 14% each yesterday. We had Fortescue Metals up about 5.5%. Lithium miners also seeing some decent gains as well. So Pilbara up around 6%. Sayona lifting about 4.5%. Although we did see Core Lithium today down about 5.5%. It did provide an update in relation to some drill results in an operation it holds in the Northern Territory. So investors not seemingly too happy with what was released to the market today. We did see some improvements elsewhere among our tech stocks, also seeing some gains, but the losses or the underperformance on our market really localized among our communication and property stocks. In a bit of company news, we had Star Entertainment today releasing its remediation plan, which is, of course, in response to the recent inquiry into the suitability of its casino license here in Sydney. It did talk about, of course, overhauling its compliance and also risk management plans that it has in place, and a bit of a change in leadership as well. Of course, yesterday announcing its acting CEO would be stepping down. So that has seen Star Entertainment shares today lifting roughly 1%. In terms of the currency market, we've seen the Aussie dollar steady from what has been a pretty difficult period. It fell, of course, to the lowest level since May of 2020 yesterday. A bit of a pickup today. The Aussie dollar back above 65 US cents at around 65.1 US.